This year's hurricanes are overwhelming the National Flood Insurance Program.
We estimate that hurricanes Katrina and Rita will result in flood insurance claims at least 8 times the highest number filed from any single event in NFIP's history.
That's FEMA's mitigation director, David Mauerstad. He estimates that claims could exceed $23 billion, and premiums won't cover it all, so the program will need to borrow billions more from the federal government.
A large share of the money will go to rebuild areas that have flooded repeatedly, and probably will again. Some are barrier islands that are little more than sandbars, and some are so unstable in storms, there are questions about whether they should be developed at all. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Hurricane Katrina made landfall well west of Dauphin Island, which lies just south of Mobile, Alabama. But the storm surge and waves wreaked havoc. Real estate agent Kathy Hebert rents out vacation homes here.
We had about 75 homes that we rented, and we have about 12 that could be rented at this time, and we have some that could be repaired.
Hebert's ankle deep in water at the west end of the island where one of those houses stood.
And as you can see, there's not really anything there.
Just a few splintered stumps where the pilings used to be. Dauphin Island's mayor, Jeff Collier, had to do some detective work just to tally up the damage.
We had to actually go and get our water meter list from the Water and Sewer Authority so that we could identify where houses should have been.
200 homes were swept away. 100 more may have to be demolished. Katrina's storm surge also scooped up part of the island itself, dumping it inland as much as 500 feet. It's not uncommon for sandy barrier islands to migrate toward the shore during storms.
Anything that was lost on the south side has now been transported over to the north side, and so the whole island virtually just, as they say, rolls over. But unfortunately for those folks who live along the Gulf side, it's not such a pretty picture. And you know, the Gulf now is under their homes or has completely claimed their property, whereas people on the north side have a lot more backyard.
The plan is to roll Dauphin Island back. Surrounding Mayor Collier are hills of sand, like piles of snow heaped up after a blizzard, only bigger. Behind him, backhoes pick away at a sand mountain, dumping shovelfuls onto a conveyor belt, which is straining out chunks of debris.
They're in the process of trying to sift this out so that once it's put back on the beach again, it'll be safe for people to use and play in.
When all of this, the island and the houses, get rebuilt, taxpayers may pick up much of the tab. Every time there's a hurricane, and there have been 6 here since 1979, property owners on Dauphin Island collect flood insurance. Most do what Kathy Hebert did.
This is where our house was before Ivan, which was, last September. And we lost the house and decided to rebuild.
This new house sits atop rows of sturdy 16-foot pilings. It's the only one on this stretch of beach that's still standing.
I think the surge was about 15 feet, and I think we missed it maybe by a foot or so, perhaps.
But Andrew Coburn, a coastal geologist at Duke University, says there's no telling what will happen next time.
It doesn't take a lot of wind, it doesn't take a lot of waves, it doesn't take a lot of surge to move these bodies of sand around. And when we place development, houses, condos, roads, septic systems, you name it, in these locations, we're really setting ourselves up for disaster.
And he says it's expensive. Dauphin Island has received more than $20 million in flood payments over the years, with 2/3 of the money going to properties with multiple claims. Coburn says by covering losses that private insurers won't and charging premiums that don't reflect the true risk, the program spawns more development and sets the stage for more losses. He says there are other costs as well.
The federal government's probably spent an average of $150 million a year putting sand on beaches all along the Eastern Gulf and even the West Coast. Why is the government in the business of doing this?
Well, coastal communities depend on it, and people are flocking to them. In fact, according to one recent study, 1,000 new residents move to beach areas vulnerable to hurricanes every day. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.